Convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, nor their height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That just makes you want to dance, don't it? From Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. Fred, how you doing? Happy Thursday. My name is Joey Kroll. So good to spend some time here with you. It's Thursday. The weather is warming up. Yes, it's summertime. You can just feel it. Oh, man. How's your week coming along? You doing all right? You hanging in there? Well, I'm barely hanging in there. Barely. Because on Monday, I had a chance to go to the dentist to get some fillings done. I was scared to death. I'm not a big fan of doing that type of stuff. Normally my arm has to fall off for me to actually go to the doctor, but God's been humbling me to take advantage of some of these servers that are extended to me. So I had a chance to get some fillings on Monday. It wasn't as bad, but I have to go back, I think, next month to get a root canal. See, if I didn't like the whole fillings thing at the dentist, I believe I'm probably not going to like the whole root canal thing. So desperately, desperately asking for your prayers. So I'm laughing now, but I probably won't be laughing in another month. So I got a root canal, I think next month or sometime this summer, as we're trying to get that on the schedule. So prayers are much, much appreciated. Thank you very much. Well, of course, I mentioned, of course, that today is Thursday, and that means we're still having the Merge Gospel class tonight, so you're still invited to join us. You're still invited to sign up as well. It's never too late to study the Word of God, friend. So if you still want to get involved, you can still get registered by giving us a call at 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777 to get involved with the Merge Gospel Bible study tonight that we'll be having at the Judah Christian School. Also, there is going to be a citywide Christian fellowship and agape feast on Sunday the 23rd. Now, if you remember listening to the Monday and Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, Mark interviewed Michael and Rena as part of this event. Again, it's happening Sunday, June the 23rd from 3 to 8 in the afternoon. Of course, that includes a dinner, and it's all going to happen at the iHotel and Conference Center in Champaign. You can get more details by visiting SundayAction.com, SundayAction.com. Also, looking ahead at the calendar too, by the way, there's also going to be a DNA of Relationships Marriage Conference at the Windsor Road Christian Church as well, happening June the 21st and 22nd. Just lots of great stuff happening on the Great News Radio event calendar. Just check it out at our website. Everything there is listed. Lots of events. I know that I saw a couple of VBS events as well. GreatNewsRadio.org, GreatNewsRadio.org, and just click on the events tab right there at the website. And I have to say, I have to give credit where credit is due. Congratulations to Mark Burns, along with his racquetball partner, David, as they became the doubles racquetball champions the other night at the U of I Arc Center, winning their final tie-breaking game 15-14. So a high five to Mark and David. Congratulations to you too. Well, Fred, I hope you can stick around as we will be focusing on a fatherless Father's Day. Yeah, we'll be talking a little bit about that coming up right after this here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio. King of Kings worship medley. I love that. Right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio. Well, coming up on Sunday, of course, is Father's Day. For many, Father's Day is an exciting time, especially if you're a first-time dad. But I know for some, the word father is associated with feelings of resentment, pain, fear, memories of broken promises, neglect, and maybe even abuse. To be honest with you, for several years, I'd never had a reason to celebrate Father's Day. Many of us listening today, I know, can probably relate. Because, you see, both my mother and father were in their teens when they conceived me. When my mother told my father that she was pregnant with me, he was scared and left. Not too much has changed today, has it? My mother, who at the time was liberal in her views, decided to keep me. Now, she could have very well aborted me, because at that time she was pro-choice. But praise God she didn't. Praise God. And to brag on God a little bit, I'm so grateful she didn't, because God has placed me, and I'm bragging on God here, not myself, but God has placed me in many, many opportunities to share the gospel message and encourage people to seek Him. Funny how God has a plan. As I think about that, I'm just blown away. I really am. But for several years, in fact, maybe over a decade and a half, maybe even two decades, my mom raised me as a single mother. And any single parent listening right now knows the difficulty of raising kids all alone. In fact, God's design for the family structure, by the way, for the family home, was never intended for a single parent. It's like hopping around on one foot, and that one foot tries to do its duty and the duty of the other foot that's not there, and it's going to wear out a lot quicker. So I put a lot of value and respect on any single parent, mother or father. And for several years, I grew up without knowing who my dad was or where he was. And unfortunately, I became bitter towards him. Never met the guy, but I became bitter of who he was and his neglectful ways. At the age of 16, I found him online and called him, and we started to have a relationship from then. He became a Christian, became a born-again believer. But at that time, the relationship between us wasn't really where it needed to be. Still kind of getting to know each other and so forth, and just the relationship aspect was there. We were there physically, but the relationship wasn't where it needed to be. And for several years, the relationship was on and off, on and off. And just flash forward to the last couple of years, my dad now is a pastor outside of Chicago. In fact, in a suburb outside of Chicago in Country Club Hills, Illinois. He's a pastor there at the Back to the Cross Ministries in Country Club Hills, Illinois. And several years ago, I asked him if he can baptize me. And he said yes. He was honored to baptize his son. And during that, God was doing something on his heart. I can't really say what for sure, but he was doing something. He was stirring something up in my father's heart. And at my baptism, of course, we had family come out and so forth. And it was the first time that my mother and my father saw each other in decades. And after the service, my father went to my mother and apologized to her. And she said, "No apology needed. I've forgiven you a long time ago." And afterwards, my dad had a conversation with me, and he told me how sorry he was for not being in my life. And he also said how proud he was of me. And that was a conversation that I waited 25 years to hear. And I'm so grateful for the road that God has taken me down to be where I am at today. Now, friend, great story of reconciliation of what God has done in our life, but I know for many of us, we don't have the opportunity to physically have a restoration in a relationship with our father, or maybe you are a dad, but you are not at a place physically to reconcile a relationship with your children. Maybe your dad is no longer around. And Father's Day is just a great reminder, a terrible reminder, in fact, of the dad you never had. In fact, I was bitter for years. I remember one Sunday morning I was going to church, and this was before I even became a a leader in the church. I went to a church. It was Father's Day, and the pastor was talking about how great dads were. And I walked out of that service. I was angry. I was angry. And now that I look back, it revealed to me that I had an area of weakness in my life, that I carried bitterness and resentment and frustration. I was angry, bitter, and resentful. And I'll tell you what, the Word of God is so, so comforting. It really is. It really is. To some people, maybe it may just be words on the page, but for me, it's God's love letter to a broken and wounded soul. Psalm 68, verse 5, I will be a father to the fatherless. Psalm 103, verse 13, as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. Psalm 27, verse 10, though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Friend, we need to remember that God is the perfect father. He is the perfect father. The fatherhood of God is not patterned after the fatherhood of men. Instead, earthly fathers are to relate to their children as God relates to his. So, friend, I want to encourage you today. Don't let your lack of father, earthly father, get in the way of your view of God. If anything, let it strengthen the relationship that you have with God. Psalm 27:10, though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. It's kind of funny how relevant the Word of God is, even though it's thousands of years old. Even though it's just a couple of thousand years old. It's so relevant today. Paul writes in Romans chapter 8, verse 15, for you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but rather the spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. We've been adopted into the family of God. See, Abba is an Aramaic term for father that conveys a sense of closeness. It's like the English word daddy. It kind of shows like a tenderness, a dependence, and a relationship free of fear or anxiety. Friend, I don't know where you may be this Father's Day. This weekend could be the greatest weekend of your entire life. Because maybe you're a first-time dad, or you're a dad that just loves when your children writes to you or sends you a card or calls you. This can be the greatest weekend of your life, or this could be a weekend that you are not looking forward to at all. I want to encourage you to do two things if possible. Just from one believer to another. I just want to challenge you this weekend. One, reconciliation starts with just a phone call. Friend, if you have the means, if you have the ability to reach out to either your dad, or maybe you are a father and you know you need to reach out to your kids or child, reconciliation can start with just a phone call. And maybe you're thinking, I'm not going to do that. There may be a reason why you're listening to this message today. I think you and I have been around long enough to know that there are no coincidences in the kingdom of God. So I encourage you, if you have the means to do that, take the first step of reconciliation and trust God in the process. And two, if this is a Father's Day that you are not looking for, I want to encourage you, as you spend your alone time with God, quote Psalm 27, verse 10, though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. And friend, you can make this weekend the greatest Father's Day weekend ever in your life.
Who here among us has not been broken? Who here among us is without guilt or pain? So oft abandoned by our transgressions. If such a thing as grace exists, then grace was made for lives like this. There are no strangers. such a thing as grace exist, then grace was made.
Fantastic song by a group called Avalon. That song is called Orphans of God. In fact, John chapter 1 verses 12 and 13 says, "Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children not born of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God." Well, friend, my name is Joey Kruhl. Thank you so much for letting me spend some time here with you today. You can find out more about this radio ministry by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. And coming up tomorrow, you're invited to tune in to the Friday edition of Mark and Friends as Mark and Jason will continue their study on the book of Acts. It's all part of the Friday edition right here on Great News Radio. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Have a wonderful and blessed Father's Day.